Hello, and welcome back to Running Brook Homeschool. In today's episode, I'm talking about a mission statement for your homeschool. And I know this sounds really corny, and it's funny because I remember having to make mission statements for fake companies in college. And the problem with that was half of the team wanted to just be done, half the team cared about getting a good grade. And at the end of the day, you were trying to make a mission statement for a fake company. So for the fake company, you had to come up with a mission statement that was never going to do anything because it was all fake. So what good was a mission statement for those? The difference here is you know why you're homeschooling. You know what your goals are. You know what character development you want to create in not only yourself, but in your child. So when you're making a mission statement, we know it has a purpose. So in real life, mission statements do have a purpose. They have validity. They are something that has vision and purpose and actually help hold you accountable. When you feel lost, you can go back to your mission statement and see where you are veering off course, or see where maybe you neglected something you need inside that mission statement. The best part is it creates a pinpoint for you to continuously go back to continuously check back on, and make sure that you're doing exactly what you intended to do in your journey as a homeschooling parent. So before you dive in, before you take this journey, you need to have a discussion as a couple. You need to have a discussion with your kids. You need to have a discussion as a whole family unit and determine what is your mission as a family with this homeschooling journey. Is your mission just to pass the tests? I certainly hope not. That's not what learning is all about. Is your mission to have fun when you're doing school? Is your mission to have more travel and experience while you're learning? These things really help drive what your mission statement is. Here's the thing with your mission statement. It isn't supposed to be long. It's supposed to be concise and to the point. So you need to find out what your purpose is and create the statement. This is extremely important to figure out, and that's why having a discussion is amazing, not only as a couple, but with your kids. You can take notes during these conversations, and you can kind of pinpoint exactly what's going on as a family. A good rule of thumb is 3 or 4 goals or visions for your mission statement. And here at Running Brook Homeschool, our mission statement has become the following: to foster a lifelong love of learning and create an environment of open and honest dialogue. To focus on building good moral character and instilling a firm foundation for faith in Jesus. So the thing with our mission statement as a homeschool is it gives me a firm foundation when things fall apart. Because let's be honest, my perfect ideals become blown apart all the time when I'm trying to work with my son. And that's completely fine. But what the mission statement allows me to do is to go back, read it, and figure out, am I still creating a lifelong love of learning, or am I making this painful for him? Because if I am, I'm doing something wrong. Am I actually creating an open and honest dialogue with him, or am I actually telling him to be quiet and not actually letting him speak? Am I focusing on building good moral character, or am I not actually putting that into anything that I'm doing? If I'm not doing these things, then I'm doing something wrong. My mission statement allows me to consistently go back to my firm foundation and reinstill exactly what I set out to do. If I'm not allowing the love of learning, then we need to go back to the beginning and we need to create something that he loves and learn about it. Because that right there is the firm foundation for creating a loving environment and a love of learning. And with that, it allows us to consistently go back to the drawing board. So what are your goals in homeschooling? I really strongly suggest finding them, discussing them, and making them into a mission statement, because that is going to be your firm foundation when things fall apart. When your perfect ideals get blown apart and you need to go back to the beginning, because there will be times when you need to go back to your mission statement during the week of homeschooling or during a stressful period of teaching a subject that might be hard for not only you, but for your child. So the mission statement is something extremely important, and I strongly recommend having that as a family conversation when you create one. Thank you for joining me on Running Brook Homeschool. I'm Michaela, and I hope you enjoyed listening.